Chapter 10. The ponies followed Capper, darting through the darkened streets, past creepy alleyways and tattered curtains in a labyrinthine spiral. Now and then, Capper would scurry ahead and whisper something to a random villager. Whatever he was saying allowed the group access through secret shortcuts, so the ponies didn't mind a little bit of clandestine activity. Finally, they arrived at a gigantic watermill. Capper hopped onto the wheel and motioned for them to do the same. A moment later, they were whisked up into the belly of the mill tower.
"Welcome, my little ponies, to my little manor," Capper announced with pride as they finally entered the funky dwelling.
The ponies filed in, and Capper got busy at once, trying to make them feel comfortable. It wasn't difficult, because his cozy hideaway was chock-full with treasures of all kinds to explore. Soft pillows to sit on, and refreshments to warm their bellies. It was just what they needed.
"How lovely!" cooed Rarity, settling into a purple armchair. She noticed that her mane blended into the color. It looked fabulous.
"Oh, I feel better already,"
Fluttershy said with a satisfied sigh. Capper pointed to Spike, looking slightly concerned.
Oh, did you house train this baby crocodile?"
"Crocodile!"
Spike repeated with a bitter grunt. The little dragon might have been the only one in the group who was unimpressed by Capper. Spike even caught Rarity subtly mooning over an old painting with Capper's face in it.
"So, this queen of the hippos, what kind of powers does she have?"
Twilight trotted close behind Capper as he fumbled about, fluffing pillows and straightening up.
"And how long will it take us to get to her?"
"Hippos?
Oh!" Capper was taken aback. He grabbed a stack of teacups and began to set the table.
"Yeah, they got powers. Heavy, large powers. And I'll take you soon enough."
Twilight's eye began to twitch.
"We don't have time."
"Please, please, relax," Capper insisted, holding out his paws. "Put your hooves up. There's always time for some dilly-dally tea."
He poured a cup for Fluttershy, and she took a happy sip.
"Mmm," she cooed. "This is wonderful." "I guess we can stay for a few minutes,"
Twilight bit her lip, feeling conflicted. It was nice to see her friends enjoy some rest and relief. The other ponies and Spike didn't have to come with her on this journey, and they deserved a few moments to regroup. Even Applejack and Rainbow Dash sipped their tea gratefully, and they didn't usually like tea. But that didn't mean Twilight couldn't make good use of this time to learn something from their gracious host. The very instant they'd entered Capper's Manor, Twilight had noticed the various bookshelves lining the walls. She trotted over to one of them and scanned the titles. Twilight had no idea what she was looking for. A book on hippos? It seemed extremely unlikely that she would find such a perfect answer right in front of her face, but it was worth a shot. A very old, ornate tome caught her eye. It was a deep maroon color, with gilded edges and a mysterious map on the cover. It appeared to be an old atlas. Twilight used her magic to gently lift the book from the shelf, but as she did, a loose piece of paper fell out.
"Huh," Twilight mumbled to herself as she unfolded the discovery.
She couldn't contain a gasp as she laid her eyes on it. This was their key to finding the queen. The ponies had been looking for the wrong thing the entire time.